Hey, Steve.
Yes.
Would you say you've got an addictive personality?
Me? On other people or on myself?
Yes. On yourself.
Yeah, definitely.
It's that time of year when the jet wash comes out. Oh. There's nothing more addictive than your jet wash.
Absolutely.
Once you start...
You just can't stop.
No. This episode is sponsored by your jet wash.
Did you write your name in?
You do. I do try and do patterns, Steve. Yeah. Normally, yeah.
Okay.
What, rude on patterns
on every single slab.
Yeah.
What?
It's trying to do like wiggly lines and bits, you know, all that sort of stuff. Yeah.
Are you on the circle? Yeah, the circular, the circular one. Have you got one of them? Those are rubbish. Them. You know the ones they sell you, so it doesn't damage your. The what do you call it, the joint, you know, the cement between the flags.
Oh, the circular things.
Circular thing.
No,
that's rubbish. That.
No, I went for hard.
Blast it. Don't blast it.
Hardcore yeah. Blast. Yeah. It surprised me when you do your decking and my fence panels at the bottom because they've got like slats, haven't I?
So,
yeah. Oh,
it's hard to stop though, isn't it?
Once you've
then you stop when you finally hit something that you shouldn't be doing.
Well,
the wife.
If you stop, then it's so noticeable.
Yeah.
So you have to carry on.
Yeah.
And there's always, you're sort of cleaning one area and then you look round, you've caused absolute chaos. Like, my windows were filthy.
Oh, yeah.
So then I've got to do my windows.
Yeah.
It's the window frames.
Yeah.
Then the house is covered in mud. You're just praying for rain at that point.
It's just that word. But when your cement starts coming from underneath your bricks, your brickwork on the bottom of your house, that's when you need to just take a couple of steps back.
Yeah, subsidence.
I could do with a jet wash today, Jamie. Can
look
I
at
be
that.
Honest, to celebrate. Congratulations, by the way.
Congratulations, Steve.
100 episodes.
100.
100.
Who thought we'd get here?
I didn't know.
No.
I'll be honest. I didn't think we'd get this far. I was going to dress up and celebrate.
But
you... Nearly put a suit on. I nearly did put a suit. But I'm going away tonight for a month of Easter panto. And all my stuff, all my best clothes are in my bag, you know, because I want to show off.
Oh, yeah.
You know, to my new cast members.
Yeah.
And so I've got this.
Utter dosser.
Well, I look like a dosser, but can I say it's a designer dosser?
We've done this before. That's the bleach, isn't it?
It's the bleach, yeah.
I know.
Cause
it's terrible.
I put bleach in when I bought it. It was a lovely jumper. And within minutes of wearing it,
yeah,
I'd put bleach in the kitchen sink. And turn the tap on, it splashed up, and so it's like a speckled effect.
Yeah.
So sorry.
It's all right, Steve. I'll put a suit on for the promo. I want to put my suit on for the promo pics.
Are you?
And sit next to you looking like that and say one of us made an effort and one of us didn't. What's on the show, Steve?
Well, we're celebrating our 100th episode. It's going to be a day of reflection.
Ah, oh, that's nice.
Here. Looking back at some of our favourite moments, answering our most frequently asked questions, because people do often talk about it. Number of times, especially recently, I turn up at gigs and fellow comics and go, oh, I see you and Jamie and chat.
There was
about
a comment the other day about your hair.
About how nice it is.
No, saying shave them wispy bits off. Oh,
yeah.
And you have?
I have. Yeah, fair point. Basically, we're indulging in self-gratitude for making it this far.
Yes.
That's what I've written here. I've also concocted a special quiz. Right, now, this took me hours and hours yesterday, mainly to see how well you, Jamie, remember some of the topics of discussion over the past 2 and a bit years.
It's 2 and a bit years.
Two and a bit.
Of course, it's only 52 weeks in a year, And we've had time.
So 2 and a bit years of memories, and I'm going to test you. Little things that happened in podcasts, and I say, now, what did he say in reply? That kind of thing.
Oh, who okay. That's
in the mickey out. I've got audio clips, and I'll say things like, who are you taking the mickey out of in this one? And my favourite one is I've done clips of you impersonating people.
Oh, no.
And see if you can guess who you were impersonating in the clips, right?
Right.
Plus all the usual features. We won't miss out on those just because we're
absolutely not
ourselves and gloating. Rockabye Baby, Royal Proclamation.
And a TikTok trend.
And a TikTok trend, which we're going to have a go at, which I'm very nervous about.
I know, because I've just pulled it out the cupboard, haven't I, to surprise you. We'll tell you about that later on, but Steve is very, very nervous.
No, never been so nervous since I...
To the point where I had to ask you, have you got any...
food.
Have you got any medical conditions?
Yeah. That's never a good way of starting a conversation, is it? Or starting a challenge.
I'm concerned about that. Because I know you suffer from migraines, this could...
Oh, if it triggers a migraine, I've got first day rehearsals tomorrow.
You'll be fine.
I've got to drive to London tonight.
You're right.
On my head.
No. You'll be clear. You'll be clear.
Does it work on roads?
It's fine.
Anyway.
I'll tell you about it later.
Plus all the usual features, like I said. But right now, Jamie, as I've said 100 times.
Yes, Steve.
You look like you're in a right mood.
Well, all right, yes. Well, I'm always in a mood, Steve.
Yeah, yeah, I thought so.
For the benefits of the show.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
For my 100th moan.
Yeah.
It's your timekeeping, Steve, because sometimes... I did have another moan, but then I changed my moan at 9:15.
Okay, because...
We were getting together at 9:30 to 10 this morning. Yeah. Now, you think all this setup just happens...
Yeah,
which it does. It doesn't just stay like this. Right. But then the other setup is my face because we're on camera.
What you put effort in?
Well, I have to put.
No wonder everyone says, "Oh, he's the good-looking one."
I have to admit. So you're texting me. So
I'm the Bobby Ball. You're the Tommy Cannon in this.
I've done the studio. I've set it all up. Set the tripods up. Set the lights up. All that sort of done. So I have a little process as to what I'm doing. Then Bradley goes to school. Then I am having a shower. Then I apply my serum. Now I've got to let my serum settle in.
And
then
apply my serum.
Then I've got to and then I've got to moisturise. But then because my face is still red because I've jumped out of a really hot shower, I was all blotchy. And your message, I can't go on camera blotchy, Steve.
Well, hang on, just take it back a couple of steps, sir.
So you stick to a time.
The serum and the moisturiser. I moisturise. I've got gorgeous skin. I actually used a face wash this morning. Yeah. So I look good. No, I look good this morning.
I'm
with my haircut as well, right?
So,
what's the serum?
The serum's what you put on first thing. It just goes in. It just gives you a little bit of a boost and a glow.
A boost?
Well, it's just your morning serum.
Cereal?
Serum.
A morning serum.
You just put it on when
and
you...
A little dot, like a little...
Show me now
how you apply your serum, because...
So you have your little pipette.
Yeah, because I know my wife does it different. I go like that.
No. Right, I have a pipette. Right, so I put a dot on there, put one on that cheek, one on that cheek, one on my head, and that goes all the way round, and I rub it all the way in.
The little circular.
Yeah.
You don't.
I do.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. So stick to your time, Steve. I've got things to plan.
I'm not altering my diary to fit with your serum regime.
I've got face care plans. And I've got a blotch there. That's stress, that.
Oh, dear.
That is stress.
This carries on.
What?
By the time, you know, when we're on our 1,000th episode, you'll be fully made up. You'll have a makeup artist here in the morning. So Steve, don't come till at least 10:15, because I've not booked Sharon till 9.
Exactly.
Oh, my word.
Exactly.
I never knew. So I've got a note here that you sent to me.
Go on.
Saying 12th of June, 2016.
Yes. And sometimes I put notes on, and I'm glad you remind me, because sometimes I forget, because I could do that note last Sunday. But
what was the 12th of June? So you're great at memory, at remembering these. I'm not. I'm awful with dates.
So
I can't remember anything.
I went into my Gmail and I just put Wentworth, right, which is a place near Sheffield, is it?
Yeah.
Between Sheffield and Barnsley.
Yeah.
And that's where Toby Foster, who was Les Alanos in Phoenix Nights, he was the drummer, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And me and you were doing an event.
Was he the Les? Yeah, he's Les.
No, he was Alanos. No, he was Les.
Oh, no, because
he was Les.
Steve Edge was Alan.
I'm forgetting you were in it.
I wasn't, mate. Forget that.
So, somebody asked, made the assumption that me and you have been friends forever.
Right, okay. Well, like school friends?
Well, I don't know, just...
Well, I'd have been bullied at your school.
For years and years, and then...
Surely they can see the difference in the education and just the difference in background.
I looked into that, because that was the day...
I befriended you as an experiment.
Poor things.
Okay, yeah.
That's like that.
Poor things.
Like that film. Like Frankenstein, isn't it? So that was the day... what was it? 12th of...
So,
12th of June 2016. That was the day me and you did a car, because we were both over here.
Yeah.
And obviously we both knew each other as acts, but not as mates.
Yeah.
And you said, I'll pick you up if you want, because we were going over there to do that Sunday afternoon for Toby. And then it was on that car journey.
Yeah.
We'd never worked together, as in worked together. We'd only ever crossed paths.
Yeah.
And I was mentioning about podcasting and stuff like that. And the lad who I was doing with previously, and very much a professional, by the way, John. It wasn't for it. He was changing jobs, so it didn't have as much time. And it was at that point you desperately wanted to be involved.
Whoa, what? You were going, spin your button on this.
Oh, sign me up, James. Sign me up. And I'm going, I'll do it. I've got experience. I'm on BBC. I've got my own show.
I remember picking up a fidgety lad, Scouse lad, in the Min Standish. It was going all the way, just thinking, I knew you had something to get off your chest. And it was, Steve, please, please, please be in my podcast with me. Please, please, it might boost the view, the listeners.
We had no viewers then. It was no.
We had no. No,
it was one microphone. So it was a couple of months after that, then we started podcasting, didn't we? We did the Canadian.
Well, the connection was the Toronto connection, because you immediately went, I do this podcast about Toronto, and I must have known about the podcast.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, well, funny enough, I said, I've got friends in Toronto. I like Toronto, so I had an affiliation.
That's right.
And that's how we started the Finding
Toronto.
Toronto.
Which is a football show where we followed weekly Toronto FC.
I don't remember that journey at all. When did we first meet? That would have been one of your gigs.
It would have been. No, you did the Globe in Standish 2007.
You booked me.
Yeah.
Basically, our friendship is based on the fact that you paid me.
Yes.
That's isn't it.
It is.
If you hadn't paid, you paid for this friendship.
You were that arrogant.
So I feel obligated.
You were that arrogant on your first meeting. Is that I paid you? Now, bearing in mind, I had John Bishop in the Globe as well, by the way, which is a 65-seater room above a pub. You were that arrogant, smug, up yourself. I paid you and went, thanks, Steve, appreciate it. You've done a good job.
Of course I have.
And I give you an envelope. And then you didn't even check the contents of the envelope. I'll never forget, because the day later, you must have opened it. Didn't even ring me. You got your agent, Ashley Baroda.
What?
To ring me.
What, because you'd underpaid me?
I hadn't paid the VAT. And I went, oh, if you send me his address, I'll send a check in the post.
Is that true?
I had to send you the VAT.
Oh, I feel awful now. Yeah. Let me start. Yeah, how much do you need? How much do you
know? We weren't VAT registered, so we had to pay that out of my own pocket.
Oh, I feel terrible now.
Yeah. That would have been 2007.
It cost me £25 a week to drive here.
Yeah, 2007, that was when you would have done the Globe. Yeah, you had hair. Or bits of hair. So there you go. So the actual answer is, we've known each other since 2007 as acts, but the actual as working together, June, 12th of June, 2016.
Amazing.
It's funny Gmail, isn't it? You can just go back and just find things like that.
Do you have a Rockabye Baby?
I do have a Rockabye Baby.
Is it any relation to the fact that it's 100, you know, is 100 in the title of the song or anything like that?
No. Because there's no link. I'm trying to think of one. There isn't one. I'm going to play for people at home now.
Okay.
You've done well in the last couple of weeks. So this is Rockabye Baby, an old track in the format of a baby tune.
Do you know what? The more we play these, we should bring this out as a game.
What do you mean?
Well, how long does it take to produce a board game? Could we get it done by the time we do our show at the Charlie Theatre in September? We could be selling these. We could sell, you know, like Trivial Pursuits.
Oh, yeah.
Rockabye Baby. Make a fortune, mate.
Right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to turn the mic off as well so you get a clearer sound. Here we go. Stevie.
Ah, it's an easy one.
It is, isn't it?
Is it caught in a trap?
Yeah, what's the song called though?
It's Elvis.
Yeah.
Presley, and it's...
You don't need to say Presley.
It could be Costello.
Go on then, fair point.
And it is... Oh, too much, baby.
Not as easy as you think now, is it?
Oh my God. Suspicious Minds.
Yes, it is. Got Suspicious Minds. It is. Got Suspicious.
I know. It's a nice one, that.
I know. Somebody was easy
for 100 today.
Do you know what? We were looking back and somebody asked me about going the match and will I be sort of sad? And you know, you said then looking back to when we first met and somebody said about, like, me supporting Everton and we're going to go to a new stadium.
Oh yeah.
And then somebody said, what will you miss most? Well, obviously I go in the front door now, but many years ago I used to queue up, didn't I?
Yeah.
You know, it's in, go behind the terraces and all that. And then there was a story, there was a book that came out with memories of funny things fans have said
on the terraces, like
on the terraces, whether it be chants, whether it be this, whether
And
so years ago you used to queue and all the queues would intertwine, you'd sort of be sort of all hustled together but all going in different turnstiles, and then there'd be police horses and you know, it was all a lot of chaos really, but it was all sort of nice and because you were just going in, so it was fine and good bit of banter. And then remember this female police officer being on a horse, and the horse, they were sweating a lot, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this fellow went to him, "Your horse looks knackered there, love." And she went, "If you'd been between my legs for 4 hours, you'd look knackered."
That's fantastic. What a brilliant quote.
Look, how funny is that, copper?
That's very good. You mentioned police horses, funny enough. Years ago, I worked at a shop in Rochdale called Howard Brothers. Anyone from Rochdale would know the place. It was like your B&Q, but on a tiny scale. But it had everything B&Q had in a tenth of the size building. Do you know what I mean? A proper Aladdin's cave.
There was one of them in Fulham.
A cave of DIY.
There's one of them round here, Castelli's.
Right, it's the same sort of thing, right? And I worked there, and we on the front of the shop, they used to have them, like, what do you call them? Like cake, what do you call them? With the rat crates, I mean, to block the windows up. Cages, what do you call a cage?
To block the windows.
Yeah, so people wouldn't smash the windows at night.
Shutters.
No, they weren't shut. They were like metal. It was metal. You had to lock them in, and then we had to padlock them on at night to stop vandals smashing windows and stuff.
Oh, not in Standish. But you could leave, the front door open in Standish.
That was always about... Right, well, this was obviously shutting the shop up about 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And it was just down the road from Spotland, Rochdale's football ground. It was between Spotland and the railway station.
Right.
So my job used to be putting these massive crates, or whatever they want to call them, right, in the front of the window. And on matches where there was a strong rivalry, like Oldham was a good example, strong rival between Oldham and Rochdale, the fans would be escorted by the police past the front of the shop. And I remember once a female police officer on a horse, and she literally went, "Just stay there, they're a bit rough, this lot. I'll look after you, I'll guard you," like they're going to kick off with me.
Yeah.
And I'm stood there with a metal fence in my hand like that, and this police horse next to me, and it just went licked all. I couldn't do anything because I'm holding this crate, aren't I? Yeah,
the horse licked
I'm
your head.
I'm holding this cage, if you like. And it just licked the whole of the side of my face like that. And I'm going, I'd rather be beaten up by Oldham Athletic fans, right, than be licked by your horse. She was trying to protect me, but it was horrible.
Wow.
Frequently used to come past that shop.
Unbelievable.
Do you want to do me a quiz?
I'd love to.
Because
can I just say, yes, we're going to do the quiz. Mm. I don't know if you've noticed this.
What?
This was a criticism last week from you and Tom, and it cut deep, you know, about me acting masterclass.
But
I think there's a career in Hollywood, because I watched a film this week. It's called the Beekeeper, new film, right. Jason Statham,
yeah,
with his 27 different accents in one film.
He doesn't. What? Jason Statham does.
Have you ever watched a Jason Statham? He's in big movies. It's on the Sky Cinema this week.
28 tones to his voice. I mean,
but no, he tries to do American They let him do an American accent.
Oh, is it bad?
I mean, it's terrible. I think he goes to every state in America. Honestly, you put it on for 10 minutes. Just let him be.
Is he not done in a comical way?
No.
Is he actually supposed to be American?
Local. But yeah. I don't know why they just don't let him be a Londoner. Like Sean Bean.
Yeah.
No matter what Sean Bean's in, they go, yeah, you'd have to be from Sheffield.
Yeah.
Just forget it. Yeah. There's no point, is there? Billy Connolly. No matter what film he's ever been, just Sean Connery.
Ray Winston. Ray Winston did an American accent. I think it was in Cold Mountain for me, the one that Martin Pemberton was in. And he tried an American accent, and all the way through, you're going, ooh.
That's just great.
And but Ray, if you're listening,
it sounded great, mate.
Really good, really good. Honestly, it was in probably the nuance, a slight nuance that you put into it was made it more realistic.
So,
in some respects,
you've turned up today.
Yeah,
spring in your step, yeah. Announcing that you've got. I know you love a quiz.
Yeah.
So, what is this quiz?
Right, this quiz, I've basically taken one episode from each of the every 10 episodes, if you like. So, from 1 to 10, 10 to 20, 20 to 30, and I've been listening to a lot of episodes. I've heard a lot this week.
Have you?
And just to see your memory of certain episodes.
So
we're going to start off by going right back to episode one.
Well, I listened to episode one.
Did you?
Last week.
You might be all right with this.
Absolutely
then.
Dreadful.
the quality for the first three.
Yeah.
And then suddenly four, it goes, oh, brilliant.
Yeah, do you remember?
The microphone.
We realised that we'd only had one microphone plugged in.
That's it. We realised we should plug the other microphone in. But, so one of us always sounded distant.
It was physically plugged in, but just not
working.
Not electronically.
Yeah. I think it was the wire, wasn't it? The wire didn't work at all.
It was something mad.
Anyway, so the first question is this. See how many you get? 10 questions, right?
And have you got the recording of this?
I've recorded these, yeah. I've got recordings, so I'll play them.
Oh, I hate listening to myself.
First one, you're all right, because it's Justin Morris who's talking on this.
Okay.
But the question I'm asking you is, what did Justin Morris, our first ever guest... I think we got up to about 6 episodes with guests.
And then bin that idea off.
The telltale sign that we're running out of guests is when we pretended to interview Tape Face, who's a mime act.
Oh, that's right.
Which was total silence, do you remember? That was when we thought we were struggling for guests.
Yeah.
And knocked it on the head. But anyway, what did Justin Morris recommend we try first in an attempt to make us go vegan? What did he say we should make?
Chips.
Chips?
No,
is that your answer?
Yeah, go on.
Right, I'm going to make sure the volume's fully up on here. Ready? Ready? This is his answer. Well, if it plays.
Here we go.
If you replace chicken, and you just change 3 letters and put chickpeas instead of chicken in your curry, that'll do it.
I do like.
Chickpeas.
Chickpea curry.
Wow.
Chickpea curry. You're not doing very well, Jamie.
Still chips, though.
0 out of 1. Second question, right? In episode 17, do you know what the episode 17 was?
No.
Quite a major episode.
Was it?
It was the Jubilee episode.
Was we in the garden for that one?
No, we did it here. Oh, no, I've got the one from the garden. That's the episode 26, the outside broadcast. That's the next question, right?
Right.
Episode 17.
Remember the hat.
How was the Queen Elizabeth? This came up in a question, right? And it was, is it Royal AL or is it Royal LE? Do you remember when we did that?
Oh.
And I did a quiz about it. And this question was asked, how was the Queen, Elizabeth II, how did she used to be woken up in the mornings? Do you know how she was woken up in the mornings?
No.
It's an amusing clip, this.
Who talks on this?
This is me telling you.
Oh, obviously it's you, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's always
funny.
You.
It's funny.
Do I get to say any of these recordings, me?
Oh, mostly of you.
Oh, okay.
Don't you worry. When we come to the impressions.
How does she like to be woken up? By the dogs.
By the dogs?
Like a dog licking the face.
Let's find out, shall we?
Is a bagpiper plays outside of this person's window for 15 minutes every morning at 9 a.m. Is that Royale or is it Royal?
Wow.
Do I have a bagpiper playing outside?
No, that's definitely the Royal family.
In that way, did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
That's how she
a
makes
bagpiper.
What is it? Yeah? You'd think by now they'd have an alarm clock with a bagpiper's sound on it, wouldn't you? How does she make it snooze? Chuck a brick at him.
Wow.
That's quite funny, that.
Yeah. She make it sneeze, chuck a brick at him.
Yeah. That's why I made you wait for it.
I was getting you to move it away because it was burning your ears.
Right, okay. Burning your ears. Right, question three.
Yes, Steve.
So this was the outside broadcast episode.
That was hot.
Episode I'll 26.
Never forget this episode.
Yeah, yeah, it was very, very hot day, wasn't it? We were in your garden. We panicked because... Was it the iPad that got too hot and just started displaying that sign?
What happened was that summer was very, very hot.
Mm.
Burning hot. So we decided we'd record it outside. And I set up early in the morning in the shade.
Yeah.
But it was one of those still summer mornings, wasn't it? What I didn't factor in is...
The sun was still to rise further.
And the sun moves, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, mate. Yeah.
So about that's 10 minutes
time,
in...
time, is that?
In about 10 minutes into the recording, we was in absolute blazing heat. And my concern was the equipment was at boiling point. And I kept looking down and touching it, thinking, I hope this survives. That was... We both... As soon as I pressed finish... We both just walked off and I think
we were proper dripping.
I stripped off.
It was a very,
so go on, what's the question?
The question is, what or who interrupted our outside broadcast? We had to make a pause.
A helicopter.
Yes! Well done, mate. Here it is.
So if it hadn't been them, wasn't a problem.
Just got a helicopter. A helicopter. And you say I'm middle class. Is that it?
I've never
had helicopters over my house.
Actually, that's not a sign of middle class, is it?
Unbelievable.
It's usually for the wrong reason.
Have we just had our podcast interrupted by an helicopter? All we need next is an escape convict to jump over your fence, run across in the background.
We'll have a cat soon. Yeah,
tell me about Kefal. What were you called?
So that was that one. Question four.
Yes, Steve.
Episode 35 now, right? It was a landmark episode. For what reason? It was a landmark episode, episode 35. I'll give you a bit of a clue on this one, right? It's the first time we did something.
Oh. Switch the mics on?
No.
I don't know, Steve.
And there's going to be another question with it.
Go on, tell me.
Because I'm going to throw the question back to you.
It was the first time we did something.
Yeah. Episode 35 that has since become a regular feature on...
Rockabye Baby.
Rockabye Baby. Episode 35.
Is that how long it
That's
was?
Long it took before you... Yeah.
Really?
Before you contributed to the show.
You cheat.
So episode 35. So, the first ever Rockabye Baby, I'm hoping that I've got it right here.
Right.
I'm going to play it to you, see if you can get... Do you remember what it was the first...
No.
Right, I'm going to play it to you now.
All right.
Now I'm going to stop it before I say, because I come up with the answer. I got the answer. See if you can beat me to getting the answer.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay.
Here we go. Ready?
Go on then. Here's the first one. Okay, right.
Hold the paper.
I've got to stop myself giggling.
It's Coldplay.
Yes!
It's Coldplay. And Yellow.
Absolutely.
Have you got it? I know it, but I didn't. Oh, it's proper one of them. Give us a headset.
I got it in the end. Yeah, it was Coldplay. Fantastic. Well done, mate. That was actually, you know, the first time we did it.
Yeah.
I think you had about five. It was like it was you doing a quiz back to me.
Oh.
And there's quite a few of them. And then it became regular after that.
Wow.
Okay, next question. Episode 42 now. We're in the 40s. Life from Blackpool Grand, that one was. It was Panto season, right? Why didn't you buy a hat from Hugo Boss that week?
This is a funny story.
This is you being very funny.
I buy a hat?
Yeah. There was a reason why you didn't buy a hat, and then the story becomes more ridiculous.
Why would I even buy a hat from Hugo Boss?
Well, you went in Hugo Boss and you selected a hat and you're looking at it. Why did you not buy it?
I'm trying to think where Hugo Boss was, which Hugo Boss it was. It was December.
I think you said it was a Trafford Centre. I think it was a Trafford Centre you were at.
And I would have been... Now there was an argument or a disagreement with the woman, I'm sure. Go on.
Bit vague. I'll play it here. I know.
went into this Hugo Boss shop in the Trafford Centre. Yeah. And opened the sales on.
Don't you know what I mean?
So I'm looking at this hat, and she got a few out and put them on. You know when they put them on display, they're not just on a mannequin's head that you just pull off. And she laid them out, and they have that white paper.
So you can't be trying them on, can you?
Well, you know if a hat comes in paper, you're talking. Yeah. Anyway, it had like Boss written on the front, like a Hugo dead small.
Yeah.
And it was like 45 quid. So I said, it looks a bit cheap and tacky there. You know, with the big sign at the front, like you'd advertise. And the woman's like really glaring at me, like as if to think, you cheeky. Like, I mean, I'll leave it. I'm not paying £45.
Yeah.
That was more than I wanted to pay, by the way. I thought 25, 30 is a budget, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was only when I'm walking out and I realised I had my Home Bargains Christmas jumper on.
I was in Hugo Boss in my Home Bargains jumper.
Complaining that
11 quid.
Hugo Boss hat looked tacky because it had Hugo Boss on.
And
you had a raw Home Bargains blazoned across your chest.
11 quid jumper.
That's a good story.
That's funny, that.
Episode 59. Now, what revelation did you make about ice cream vans? I think it was the title of the actual programme, this.
Okay, you can't locate an ice cream van by its chime.
Absolutely, Bob.
Chimes of an ice cream. You can't locate an ice cream van by its chimes.
There you go.
You think it's on your estate, but it's on another estate, or you think it's on your road, and it could be three roads away.
Very
what
good.
Was that episode?
That was episode 59.
So it was 41 episodes, and I knew that.
Seems quite recent, that one, to me. We talked about that. Episode 65. How do you get your neighbours to talk politely to you?
Me?
Yeah, top tip from you this week. If you want to get your neighbours to talk politely to you, what do you have to do?
Oh my God, I can't think. I don't know.
This is all the stuff you could use in stand-up, mate. It's good.
Save all this.
Right. How do you get your neighbours to talk politely to you? Here's the answer.
There is a way of getting to talk, or getting your neighbours to talk to you,
right,
politely. Do you know what that is?
Get a skip.
Yes.
Hire a skip.
You got it in the end. Hire a skip.
Get a skip.
The idea is, the story was quite funny, actually. It was too long to play there, but you then went into talking about that guy who phoned you up, and then he sent you a picture of what he wanted to put in your skip. Did he? Is it your next door? Was he only next door or something? He sent a picture of something to put in your skip.
Yeah.
Is it all right if I put in that? All the neighbours do that, don't they?
Oh, my.
Is it all right if I just put this mattress in? There's always a mattress in a skip. Right, here in the end now. Episode 71. When you became... Now, this is my favourite question, right? Because it's in three parts, this
okay.
one.
Okay.
It's basically three people who you impersonated.
Oh.
Now, this was following, of course, you getting billed as an impressionist by accident on a poster.
For Dr.
Because
Kevin Jones.
They just cut and paste the previous poster. And so it said, comedy impressionist Jamie Sutherland.
That's right.
So then we started to say, right, I must have had some kind of random celebrity generator. And it came up, and I challenged you to impersonate these people. So this is you impersonating various people.
Have I got a guess who I'm impersonating?
Guess who you are impersonating on each of these, ready? This
okay.
is the first one.
Go on.
I'm laughing at this already, right?
Go on.
This is you impersonating someone. Who is it?
Bloody idiot!
Boris Johnson?
Bloody idiot!
Boris Johnson?
That's my ringtone.
Bloody idiot!
Who is it?
Have you no idea?
No.
Want to hear it
I'd say Gordon Ratt.
Gordon Ramsay! Yes. You bloody idiot! Oh, it's like the flipping who's it off on the buses. Unbelievable. Right, second one, are you ready? Here's this one, a classic, film actor.
You know, it's a classic. Frankly, my dear. No, I don't give a damn.
Right, now this, I have to give you a bit of a clue on this because in actual fact, you are impersonating the wrong person.
I did.
So that's your impression
of...
Oh, I told you the name of this person, and that's what you said. So you gave, you got, not only did you get the wrong impression, yeah, a bad impression, it was the wrong person.
I said, frankly, my dear, I don't give, yeah, a damn.
Who are you trying to impersonate?
It's a classic, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Frankly, my dear. In fact, he was American. He's gone with the wind, that, anyway.
Gone with the wind. Yeah, Clark Gable.
Yeah, but that wasn't... Yeah, that was who you were doing, but you were mistaken, because I'd asked you to do... Humphrey Bogart.
Oh, that's hard.
Which is, of course, do your Humphrey Bogart now for us. Go on.
Frankly, my dear, no, I don't give a damn.
Play the game, play Sam, play like you used to.
Oh, right.
That's that one. Right, last one. Ready?
This is my favourite.
I was going to the gym the other day. I said I was going to the gym the other day.
That's
me, John Bishop.
It is your John Bishop. Want to hear that again, folks?
Because he did it twice.
I was going to the gym the other day.
Which is incredible. So similar, John Bishop, to your... as a, if I am
all of them.
You did Ringo Starr. You sounded more like Ringo Starr narrating
Thomas the Tank Engine. Funny.
Right, though, so, right, last two questions now. Episode 82. Why were you fuming that week? Right, you're absolutely fuming. I think this is the most when you last you said you're in a mood this week, this is the most angry.
Really?
Yeah.
It's 18 episodes ago.
You know, where I generally sensed your anger. And to be fair, I back you up on this. It made you absolutely livid. I'll give you a clue.
Yeah.
You were having work done on the house.
Right.
And it relates to a previous question as well. Seems like you've had...
Oh, I know now.
You know what it is?
Somebody was putting dog poo in my skip. Yeah,
absolutely.
I went on Facebook, didn't I?
Yeah, you were furious, Jamie.
I was fuming about it, Steve. Somebody put dog poo in my skip.
Final question. Episode 90.
Yeah.
Right. 10 episodes ago. How much did you spend on fudge when you took Bradley to Liverpool for the day?
In the Christmas market?
In the Christmas market, when it was by weight and you were going nonchalantly just plodding through your
18 day pounds.
How much is it? She went, oh, it's all done by weight. I went, oh, good, right. So I handed it over. Mate, there wasn't a lot. You got about 15 quid, 18 quid.
There you go. Do you know why?
Well done, mate. Why?
I was still moaning about that the other day. I told somebody all about it the other day. It was £18 for the fudge and somebody paid £3 for a can of Coke.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And as I turned round, everyone walked off, didn't they? everyone got off. So,
there you go, mate. That's a nice little snapshot.
That was funny.
Of 10 episodes.
That was funny.
For
somebody
I've done.
It was a bad memory.
Yeah.
I got a lot of them right.
You did very well. I think you got most of them right.
Going back to all them there. That's probably your best quiz.
I think you stumped them all with your impressions, to be honest with you.
I think that's probably the most I've ever spoken in an episode now. Hey, do you know, one of my mates said, come round. We've all got this type of mate. And they said, come round to mine. I've got the football on. And I went, oh, right. It was a 3 o'clock game.
Yeah.
And he went, no, I've got a fire stick, mate. You know what I meant? Oh, all right.
Right, okay.
Oh, my word. So anyway, it buffers every so often, doesn't it? It's crap, really.
Go on.
And then to make it worse, it's not actually live, is it? There's a delay.
Oh, yeah. So, I know what you're going to say.
So, he kept getting flash notifications on his phone.
Yeah.
So, we're watching it, and then he goes, oh, they've only scored. So, he was deflated, but we had to watch the game on the telly for 60 more seconds. But he knew the outcome.
Yeah.
It's the most frustrating way.
There is someone that who's got notifications on the phone, and you're watching a match with them, and they'll go, oh, watch this attack. And you're like, oh, well, you've ruined it now. We know what's coming. Something's coming here, right?
So annoying.
I remember in a pub, And obviously they must have had one of these fire sticks, well dodgy. But I'm trying to watch a Man United game, and I think it was the derby actually, and I distinctly remember the ball coming across to Rooney, and it wasn't the famous overhead kick that he got, but I remember the ball coming across on the edge of the area in perfect Rooney range, and his foot coming back to strike the ball, and it froze.
Oh no,
it froze at that moment, and a whole pub of blokes just went no. And then it just, honest to God, what felt like hours, but it was only minutes, right? We're just, of all the people just fidgeting in this pub, going, oh, what'd you... And then it just comes back on, and the bloke putting the ball down for a corner. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, it's annoying.
You're like, oh!
Remember then?
Oh, so
Chris McCausland. Remember Chris McCausland, the blind comedian?
Yeah, yeah.
Very funny guy. And he used to tell a story. And when he used to go, he liked to go to the pub, didn't he, for the match?
Oh, right, yeah.
Just
yeah,
to enjoy the atmosphere.
Yeah, yeah.
But he always listened on radio.
Of course.
Because,
yeah, because he can't see it.
Yeah. He can't see it, and radio gives a better description of where the play is than TV commentary.
Ah, right. Okay,
it gives so a more accurate see, reflection yeah, of where yeah, they are. They're yeah, going across yeah. the halfway line, going this and that. So he preferred to be in the pub, but put his little buds in his ear.
Yeah.
And a goal went, I think there was a penalty, and the player stood there, and Chris goes, yay! And everyone turned to look in, but as the player was running, so everyone missed the penalty, they were just looking at him.
That's not so bad, because at least it's a penalty.
Yeah.
I mean, but he knew it and got in.
Steve.
It was at the seconds ahead.
So,
all right, yeah.
I got this.
I've just got a runny nose already now.
So I got this.
Yeah.
A couple of months ago, and people were doing it on TikTok, and I thought, I've got that in the house. Now, they're using smelling salts. Now, I said, have you ever used smelling salts?
No, I don't think I ever have.
Now, they're using like this new modern bottles and all that, but mine, purely, I got this off Bill Wollens, it's purely eucalyptus and ammonia. So, what I would
eucalyptus
say...
Eucalyptus is nice, ammonia not nice.
No, but it will clear... It will clear.
I'm actually getting nervous.
So, but I don't want you. I'm going to take the top off.
You wait till the end, haven't you? So you still get your episode out.
Yeah, I don't even know what.
Listen to the end.
I don't even know what's in there. It's listen. It's within its date. So
his head explodes.
Now, what are the? What are the?
Right.
Hey, I've just took the lid off. Right.
No, I hate things like right. this. I hate prompts like this.
Right, I need you to do a big sniff. Otherwise, there's no point. You're not doing a gentle sniff. We're not in the body shop.
Okay.
Right, I'm gonna count to three, and then I'm going to put it. And I want you to do if you don't do a big sniff, then it was pointless.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Promise me?
Okay.
Right. Three. Wait, I'm going to bring it to you. Three. Big sniff now.
Okay.
Three, two, one. Big. Yeah,
I can't smell any eucalyptus.
Ah.
Oh my.
Look at your eyes. Look at your eyes. That is.
I just feel it in the back of my throat.
Is it fresh? Let's have a little sniff.
I only smelled the ammonia. I can't smell the eucalyptus. Can I have another go?
That is strong, isn't
it? It's actually quite addictive.
Oh!
it's like a child's nappy.
I know.
It's getting worse. No, oh, because I'm clear now, Anna. That's what's happening.
Yeah.
Oh, my. If you got that right up your nostril, that. Oh!
So this is a tiny little brown bottle. And I don't even know what's in it. Well, ammonia and eucalyptus.
It's not liquid. Is that cotton wool that's in it?
I don't know.
Just to soak up the stuff?
I haven't got a clue what's in it. Oh. But I do know, I was trying to work and do some interviews. It was a bit back. And I was all bunged up. And Bill Wollen
had that in his bag. I can't get rid of the smell now out of my nose.
No.
All day long now, I'm going to be thinking I've soiled myself.
That is, it's a smell, isn't it?
It is. It's that.
Did you feel clear?
If I was going to see my dad this afternoon, we went, Dad, are you all right?
Yeah.
Do you need? He's not at that stage, bless him, but. Oh my word.
Nice and clear. I'm going to do that as a
is
video
that what
today.
They mean? Is that smelling salt?
Yeah.
Is that like what they traditionally...
It's the original. So I don't know what they've got in the current bottles, but this is the original one, which was just... It was to...
They spring back
traditional to remedy to relieve cataract and head colds. Smelling salts. That was it.
I can't get rid of the smell.
No, certainly a ring to it. We will be off for the next couple of weeks. So the next 2 weeks will be off because Steve's on tour.
On tour.
Easter Panto tour.
If you're miles away from here.
So I'll still put content out. But in the meantime, Steve, what should people be wearing this weekend?
Well, Jamie, today will be a casual day for most, with some smart attire at times. The best of the clothing will be later in the day, especially in coastal areas like Lytham St Anne's and Silverdale. However, there could be the odd waterproof as well. Skirts look largely plain, with blacks and greys dominating, but more colour is likely to arrive later in the evening, continuing overnight. It should become more formal on Sunday morning, but there will be a chance of jumpers and jeans by the afternoon. Sunday night will be cosy, with brushed suede mixing with simple vitmosa and fleece. The outlook for later in the week, goose and duck down is possible on the hills, predominantly Macintosh, with further Gore-Tex or wax jackets possible, mainly on high ground, but perhaps lower levels too. Shoe state, soft to firm, tights, highs of leggings to 300 denier, underwear, industrial to provocative, and that's your clothing. And that is episode 100.
In the bag. Thank you for joining us for 100 episodes. We look forward to bringing you 100 more.
Absolutely, Jamie.
Do you like that? Some professional, that. We sound much more professional than we did when we started off. But we'll see you in a couple of weeks, but we will be available online with more. I'll just do some solo stuff again. I think that was the people liked it. Ooh, yeah. See you in a couple of weeks.
But most of the-